This is CliffCentral.com.
Loads of interesting stuff going on this year, and then there's always changes, and you know you've got to look after your money, right? Gord?
I'm aware of that.
Do you know that there are ways to get tax-free savings?
No, because I need actually to know about these ways.
Well, luckily for you, we've got something specially arranged for everybody who wants to get some tax-free savings this morning. Let me tell you about it, all right? So, you ready? So, have you always wanted to save or invest, but you were worried you didn't have enough cash or you didn't know where to start?
You're talking about me.
There's a huge amount of financial expertise and knowledge contained in the walls of Coronation. You've heard about them.
Many times.
You've seen their ads, and now they want to help you to be smart with your money by showing you how to take advantage of what is essentially a gift from government. And we never hear those words.
Yeah, it's just a new phrase.
Tax-free investing. Leading investment house, Coronation, manages the long-term savings of millions of South Africans. And if you have a pension fund, retirement annuity, or unit trust, they may even look after yours. Get to cliffcentral.com for more info. To tell us more about this and to get more tips around saving and investing, we have Christo Linnefelt. Hey, Christo, how are you?
Good morning, Gareth.
Morning.
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Excellent. Christo Linnefelt is an investment specialist, and we're going to talk to him this morning. Going up to the beginning of the year, a lot of people have these bold ideas of what they're going to do with their money. But let's start 2019 the right way with a tip from you. What's the best tip from you for everybody who wants to start managing their money a bit better this year?
Well, Gareth, I'm here to share with your listeners the benefits of investing in a tax-free investment. So, in essence, 3 years ago, government provided us with this great opportunity where effectively you could save money on a tax-free basis. So effectively, if you have up to 33,000 rand a year, it doesn't have to be that much, could mm-hmm. be less, mm-hmm. or up 500,000 rand over your lifetime, you can invest that. It could grow on a tax-free basis. In other words, you don't pay tax on interest earned, whether it's in cash, whether it's in property, and more importantly, at the end when you need that money, whether you take it out whenever you'd like, or whether you take out an income, let's say in retirement, that is all after tax. So you never again pay tax on that investment. Really, truly a great benefit.
Sounds too good to be true, but let's back it up a bit. What does investing tax-free actually mean? Because I don't think a lot of us entirely understand this. So your interest on that isn't taxed, the capital amount isn't taxed, or are both not taxed, and any growth that you see from it in the future?
Sure. So essentially what happens typically is if you have money that you've already paid tax on, in other words, I work for a company, the company pays me a salary, mm-hmm. and that salary already, I've already had my tax deducted. I can go and save that post-tax money somewhere. I could put it with the bank, for instance. And any other interest or returns that I receive on that money is still subject to tax over time. So your interest attracts tax. And at some stage, if you've made a capital gain, for instance, you still need to pay a portion of that back to SARS. That's capital gains tax. Now, the beauty about this product is that you can invest within it, still have all the benefits of the return, but the good news is that you no longer, as long as the money is in that product, have to pay any other tax. And the real kicker at the end is if you take the money out, it is not subject to mostly capital gains tax. So, for instance, today, some investors pay an effective capital gains tax rate of up to 18%. Sure. That's a big knock on your gain at the end. You do not have to do that in this product.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because 18% is huge, you know, compared to kind of the interest rates that you might get if you just put it into a savings account. So clearly here, if you can avoid that, that's the way to go. Let's just talk quickly about why there's been so little uptake, because government introduced things like this. They obviously want to engender some kind of savings in South Africa. They realize that we're a country that tends to live on credit. We're a country that doesn't do enough to save. So they make these, effectively, these loopholes for people who are going to be disciplined and save, because it's to their advantage in the long run to have a nation of people who have savings, who have more capital than they spend, and not vice versa. But why is there so little uptake, Christo? Come on.
Well, I mean, I'm as perplexed as you are, because it's a pretty good deal. To put some numbers on it, you know, we're a country of 56 million people, and as far as we can tell, there are only about 500,000 tax-free investment accounts. To take it a step further, out of that half a million, the vast majority are typically with the banks, where, you know, you earn a notional interest rate. It's pretty predictable, but if you are a long-term, call it multi-decade investor, you're really not putting your money hard at work. You really should be taking a lot more risk with your money, investing it in assets that can grow at rates above inflation, because at the end of the day, if you can end up with a pot of money, let's say close to retirement, that you can draw an income out of that you do not have to pay tax on, that could be a huge benefit to you. So really, this is our effort to get the word out, to implore your listeners to try and, if they can, see if they can't open a tax-free investment.
Just by the way, you don't need to be a really rich person to do this, huh? What's the threshold?
Absolutely not. So typically the numbers thrown out there are 33,000 Rand a year. The point I'll make is that it is up to 33,000 Rand a year. Of course, it can be less. I think the best way to do this is on a monthly basis or some kind of regular basis save. And to put some, you know, minimum numbers on it, at coronation, for instance, as part of trying to implore people to save, we've effectively reduced our minimum number to only 250 Rand. And that's up until the end of March. So in essence, if you have 250 Rand to save, you can come to coronation and save it in a tax-free investment.
Beautiful. And your government can't get their filthy hands on it. I like the sound of that very much.
Absolutely.
Well, especially, you know, in the light of all these news stories that we're reading about how much corruption there is going on, it's a good place if you can put your money away and not have people tax it for nefarious purposes. I mean, who doesn't want to have a big pot of money, as you put it, when you get to retirement one day that is tax-free?
Absolutely. And the another real benefit out of the product is that at any stage, you can actually get your money out. So unlike, let's say, a pension fund or some kind of retirement annuity, it is effectively locked up until you reach retirement age. In this product, should you change your mind, you can still withdraw it. The one little caveat to investors is that your 500,000 Rand lifetime limit, that's a once-off. In other words, if you invest 50,000 Rand, you now have 470,000 Rand left. If you take that 30,000 Rand out, you still only have 470,000 Rand capacity left. Mm-hmm. You've effectively used it up.
Okay. Well, that's interesting to know. What can we expect from our next discussion, Christo? It seems that you've given us some useful info today. What can we look forward to?
Well, Gareth, I mentioned that the vast majority of investors in tax-free investments are in bank deposits. It would be really useful for us the next time we chat to focus on why investors should think about not just saving in tax-frees, but to start looking at investing. And what we mean by that is invest in asset classes other than just cash with the bank.
I like it. Sounds very good. Coronation Fund Managers, one of the leading managers of unit trusts in the country. They're also listed on the JSE and have offices across the country. Are you in Cape Town?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Thank you very much, Christo. It's nice to talk to you. Christo Linnefelt is an investment specialist at Coronation, and he joined us this morning. I think the key lessons we could take away from our chat is tax-free investing is actually for everybody, not just for the wealthy people, and that when it comes to saving and investing, the sooner you start in life, the better a chance you have at growing your nest egg. I mean, that's true. If I could go back in time and tell Gareth of how many years ago, if I could have told 20-year-old me.
Yeah.
God, I would have been happy.
I gave a graduation speech at Vega where I used to study, and I was like, here's why investing and saving is not necessarily scary. Here's a very basic principle. Do this now, you'll be wealthy later.
Right. And it's all about time. Time is the one variable you've got to take advantage of. So there it is. We will chat again next week to Christo, and we'll find out a little bit more about tax-free investing.
This is CliffCentral.com.